Rochester jumps out to the early lead. Takes that lead 1-0 into the bottom of the first, or bottom of the fourth, excuse me. Kenny Vargas had the first inning RBI single. It was the only run. It could have been more had Vargas not committed several base running blunders in the process, two of them in the top of the fourth inning, that ran the Red Wings out of a rally. So in the bottom of the fourth inning, the mistakes mounted for Rochester. Camp Perkins, a leadoff single for Lehigh Valley. He advances on a ground out, then steals third base. And with Cody Ashy batting,
third baseman is even. The rest of the infield is back. Here's the 1-1. And the pitch is low. It gets through the catcher. Garver goes back to the screen. And Perkins scores standing up. And we're tied up at one. So the stolen base pays dividends. And a two-out wild pitch has tied the score.
And with the bases empty, another single starts a fresh new rally. Brock Stassi a double there. And Cedric Hunter also had a hit. And that set the stage for Darnell Sweeney.
The 1-2. Swung on and lined up the middle for a base hit. Sweeney an RBI single. Pigs have taken a 2-1 lead. Hunter holds it second. And the Pigs with a two-run fourth have their first lead tonight. That was 0-2.
Sweeney has now hit safely in six of his last eight contests. First of two hits today for Darnell Sweeney. So a lead for the reigning International League Player of the Month on the mound tonight for the Iron Pigs.
It'll be a 2-1 Klein from the letters delivered, swung on and ripped in the air. Left field, Williams is racing in towards the line. Williams will get there with plenty of time. And Phil Klein probably there through his last pitch tonight. Didn't have his greatest stuff, yet six more innings of one run ball and a chance to win for the sixth time in seven decisions.
But he wouldn't. 2-1 Lehigh Valley lead. Klein turns it over to new Iron Pig Jimmy Cordero, making his first Triple-A appearance. The scoreless seventh inning for Cordero, but in the eighth, after allowing an RBI double to Mitch Garver to tie it.
And Cordero deals. The pitch is swung on and ripped into right center field. That's going to get down. Head all the way for the wall. Rodriguez is in. Garver as well. Here comes Field, and the throw will not come to the plate. It is a bases clearing. Three-run double for Leonardo Reginato. And the Wings have a 5-2 lead.
It's four runs on three hits and two walks. Cordero doesn't make it out of the inning. 5-2 Red Wings. Pigs do get one back in the eighth as Taylor Featherston opens the inning with a double and scores on a Nick Williams RBI ground out. Then to the ninth, Lehigh Valley still needing two more versus their former teammate Edward Mujica. Put the tying run on or at the plate.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and hammered. Deep right field, fair, we're tied. It is curling foul, just foul, well out. And Valentin punches his one hand with the other halfway to first, disappointed that that ball had too much hook to it.
Valentin, in the end, was able to drive home one run on a ground out, and it made it 5-4, but that's all Lehigh Valley managed that inning. And the Pigs fall to the Red Wings tonight, 5-4, the final score.